AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. At state houses across America, electors are meeting to certify the presidential election. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, though, hundreds of people turned out. Hoping to convince electors not to vote for Donald Trump.
The hacking and stuff like that, it's just, you know, it has to be, we have to stop this process and look into this deeply. And this is just to show that, you know, Russia had its hand in electing our president.
Unless there are what are known as faithless electors, Donald Trump is expected to win 306 electoral votes, more than the necessary 270 needed to officially be elected the nation's 45th president. A controversial North Carolina law limiting protections for LGBT people is expected to be repealed tomorrow. Governor-elect Roy Cooper announced there will be a special session of the legislature shortly after the Charlotte City Council voted to repeal a local ordinance that was the foundation for the state law. UN monitors have been cleared to go to Aleppo to prevent further violence as evacuations from that Syrian city resume. America's UN ambassador Samantha Power says any further delay in the humanitarian effort would be unconscionable.
People have waited out in the freezing cold, indeed. Overnight, we received reports of death by overexposure as they wait for their besiegers to deign to give them license to depart.
Our Filipisa has more on the people fleeing Aleppo.
They've reached the evacuation point in a state of major stress and fear. They've been without food or water for days. They are receiving relief from a variety of agencies. A lot of these people are just happy to be out, happy to be able to have access to relief again, although, of course, none of them is happy about the fact that they had to abandon their own city.
We're getting some late word now that the Russian ambassador to Turkey has been hospitalized with gunshot wounds. He was shot while making a speech at an art exhibit in Ankara. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 19. This is AP Radio News. Well, this may not come as a surprise to people on Medicare. Not all billing makes sense.
A government report says Medicare beneficiaries can end up with higher hospital bills for some medical services as outpatients than as inpatients. For instance, according to the Health and Human Services Inspector General's report, beneficiaries who had heart stents inserted as outpatients faced hospital bills that were $645 higher on average than those who had the same kind of procedure as inpatients. Medicare says it has taken steps to protect beneficiaries from such billing disparities. The Inspector General still wants Medicare to take another look at its billing rules. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Two people may be inside of a vehicle that's been stuck underwater in icy mud in a retention pond in the Chicago area. First responders tried for several hours to get the vehicle out of the muck yesterday, but had to stop because of bitterly cold weather. Recovery efforts were to resume today. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.